Hello everybody, I'm in Bath, not in the Bath, Bath, United Kingdom, and behind me says King and Queen's Baths. So, since prehistoric times, there's been this hot spring bubbling up out of the ground, about 46 degrees Celsius, the ideal temperature for a bath, and people were coming here even before the Romans arrived. When the Romans conquered Britannia, they found out this place, they called it Aquae Sulis, it's in the water of Sul. So they tried to blend the local mythology with their Roman deities, and it's thought to have healing properties, so people came here from far and wide. Thank you, Mr. Shorten Jones, no doubt long since caught your award. Teach me a lot about this a long time ago. De Fixione is thrown in there because they thought it was so magical, this water, you could write a curse on a piece of leaden slate and throw it in there, and then the person who had this malediction cast upon them would suffer some misfortune. Well, Fortuna, the goddess of luck, would choose to smite this person, not necessarily with death. So the Romans left, and the places crumbled, and the Roman remnants fell into disrepair for centuries. It was a place of no particular importance. I mean, the Middle Ages, a few things were going on here. There was some monastery, the Bishop of Bath and Wells, but I think he had his seat more at Wells than here. As far as I know, it's the only place in England where the bishops of two places, the bishop of this city and that city, cities, and they had cathedrals. That the requirement to have a cathedral in a city has long since been dropped. Anyway, Queen Anne came here in 1702, and she suffered from a number of health ailments, obesity, I would call it. She'd inherited the throne from her elder sister and her cousin, stroke brother-in-law, William of Orange, in 1701. Well, actually, her sister Mary died about 8 years earlier, but her William of Orange died early 1701. Anyway, Queen Anne, morbidly obese, she bore, was it 14 children? Only one of whom lived even to adolescence and then died. So despite being her so enormously fat, her husband, Prince George of Denmark, nevertheless, did his duty. And I think 14 children is surely above and beyond the call of duty for any man. She had to waddle around to be carried into the state of Parliament. But supposedly this somewhat alleviated the difficulties from which she suffered. But she died in 1714. She's the one who made this fashionable. And then a local builder, I forgot his name, he really built up the city. And they enormously expanded it. So it had only about 1,000 people in 1700, about 40,000 by 1800. And that's why in this creamy yellow sandstone, which is quarried locally, they built up the city. It's a UNESCO heritage site because it's a unified whole. So much that was built in the 18th century according to a plan to emphasize social spaces. And to all be vernacular, so it gels with each other, roughly the same colour. And you may see these sort of sphinxes up high, as they were sphinxes above the door to the entrance to the royal baths. Well, anyone can go in there. You don't have to be royalty, even someone as lowly as me. And the Roman bath was rebuilt. There's even a hotel. And part of getting to stay in the hotels, you get to go there. You can just pay to wander around the baths. I like that. I've never actually taken a bath in Bath, but that's what it's like in there. Or you can just test the waters. You can go for a tour of the bath, but it doesn't involve taking a dip in the water. And that's at least 45 minutes, could be an hour, depending on the queue. So a real center for tourism. So here we are, about 2 hours drive. Is it 2 hours? More like 3 hours drive, actually, west of London. Not too far from Bristol and places. Not even that far from Wales. Okay, so that's the end of a pedestrian street. Coming on to where Westgate Street was to the west. The Westgate's have long since been demolished, and I go along this way and get towards Cheap Street. Just say up there is Union Street. Now, I think it refers to the 1707 Act of Union, when England and Wales were amalgamated with Scotland to form the United Kingdom of Great Britain. So here we are in Western England, in the county of Avon, if I'm not mistaken, as in the River Avon actually bisects the city of Bath. It's got a university to spare. It's got the University of Bath and Bath Spa University. Neither of them are any great shakes. So we're not very far from about an hour's drive from Stonehenge. So we're in this steep valley, and there are wooded hills around us. So you get tourists from all over the world here, particularly popular with the Chinese market. And there's a cathedral close by. But being Sunday, it's open for limited hours. Curious enough, people actually go in to cathedrals for their orisons. Okay, so you can buy plenty of architects, what am I talking about, souvenirs. Why am I saying architects? Yeah. And lots of eateries around. Okay, serving all sorts of cuisine. A somewhat cycle-friendly city. What else would I say about Bath? Yes, about 80,000 people now. I'm thinking the Liberal Democrats have got it now. Was Sir Chris Patten the MP here, lost in 1992? He's either here or Cheltenham, which is not terribly far away. Let's flatten Patten was the slogan in 1992, and I believe it was a Liberal Democrat defenestrated him. But the price of failure was high. He was the last governor of Hong Kong then, now Chancellor of Oxford University, finally stepping down at the age of 80. Okay, so then you'll see Bath Cathedral there. I've been into it before. I think this is my third or is it my fourth visit to Bath in my life. I came with my mum when I was 16. I came with my pupil about 5 years ago. Now, the Royal Crescent is one of those breathtaking sights of here. So by the late 18th century, self-respecting aristocrats had to spend time in Bath, a very fashionable place to go. It was when overseas travel was prohibitively expensive. People might go as far as France, you know, instantly they're incredibly adventurous. There's more the railway even. And sailing was somewhat of a risky proposition. Could never tell quite how long it was going to take. All depend on the wind and the tides. And then Jane Austen spent some time here. The house she lived in is still preserved. Bridgerton, a lot of that is set here. Some of the Duchess was filmed here because indeed that Duchess of Devonshire, she spent some time here. The Guild Hall, as in more or less the City Hall. Guilds was like a cross between a trade association and a trades union. But they didn't really exist anymore, okay? Came out to something called a society cafe, which despite the name is not a society. It's just a business. You find them here, Cheltenham, that's the society cafe, and indeed Oxford, right? But anyway, it's got the usual high street chains like Tesco, Cafe Nero, TK Maxx. There's a Wetherspoons. Well, where would be that Wetherspoons? So a fairly pricey city. Johnny Depp has a house here. I can't think which other celebrities reside here or have done so. So it's manageable, got a lot of what you need in dear old Bath. So people like it for its architecture. I mean, there's scarcely any ugly buildings in Bath, but apparently on the edge of the city, it's actually surprisingly ordinary. Just a few housing estates. Not everything can be magnificent. Now, if I turn around, look at this church up there. How about that, hey? Okay, well, seagulls. So how far are we? 50 miles from the sea, something like that. So the gulls have come quite far inland. Anyway, I hope you're getting a taste of Bath, an idea of what it's like. Perhaps you can see why it attracts tourists from a long run. I think John Adam built some of these as well. So yeah, it's a very well-preserved 18th century style. And that's why UNESCO gave it that status, because it wasn't built harum scarum. There was a grand plan. It's largely kept it. It has preserved it, and they believe that we must be conservators of this magnificent architectural heritage. Right, anyway, thank you so much for watching my video. And there's a bridge full of shops. It's based on Ponte Vecchio in Florence. Ponte Vecchio. And I'll just give you a sight over the river before I switch off. This is the famous Pulteney Bridge. An art gallery, okay. It's not always quite this buzzing with tourists, but there will be tourists year round. November will be a very quiet month, for example. That's the bridge with the shops. And you can see the weir down there. Right, anyway, thank you so much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Okay, everybody, so goodbye from Bath. Goodbye, and make sure you visit Bath.